Chapter 3, World Record for the Most Altercations. What do they call criminal records? Not criminal records. They call them something else. Rap sheets? Yeah, that's it, rap sheets. Which is such a dumb name because it makes me think of rap music. Like, maybe a rap sheet is what rappers write their rhymes down on. But yeah, rap sheets. I got one of those. Not a real one, though. One that real criminals have? Nah. I got a school rap sheet, but in school, they call it a file. I got a file, and even though I've never actually seen it, it has to be pretty big because I'm always being sent down to the principal's office or put in detention or suspended for shutting people down for talking smack. Oh, Castle, why your clothes so big? Why your pants so small? Why your name Castle? Why you always smell like you walked 1,000 miles to get here? Why it look like somebody tried to cut your hair with a butter knife? And my response would be, well, let's just use the schooly terms, not exemplary behavior. But I'd made a decision that there would be no more entries added to the file. The file would be closed forever because now my new career in track, which was really my soon-to-be career in basketball, was at stake. All of a sudden, I had too much on the line. There would be no more altercations. That's the word Principal Marshall always used on the phone with my mother. Altercations. And I was altercation free for 17 hours and 2 minutes. Two of those hours were spent watching one of those corny, romantic, mushy movies with my mom. She loves those things. And every night when we're eating dinner, she sits on our couch in the living room and watches one while opening mail and clipping coupons. I always spread all my blankets out on the floor, 3 or 4 to make what mom calls a pallet, which is where I eventually doze off. She takes the couch. We haven't slept in our room since Dad. It's too weird for her to try to sleep in the room they slept in. And I got this thing about being as close to the door as possible, just in case we have to get up and run again. Plus, now that I've gotten older, I just want to make sure I'm near her in case I gotta protect her. So, yeah, that was 2 hours, 9 p.m.